And that was the first piece of music that was tied directly to Christmas. The year was 129. Bishop Telesphorus of Rome instructed that it be sung on the way to a midnight service. I don't think you could call it Mass, because in those days, Mass was a very dangerous thing to perform. And the Christians, the early Christians, had to meet in secret, the catacombs. It was a very miserable life. Prior to that time, the apostles had spread out across the known world, telling people about the good news. In the year 64, Peter and Paul were killed when Nero blamed the Christians for the burning of Rome. It was very, very dangerous to announce that you were a Christian. It was not until 350 that Christianity was finally accepted, and Pope Julius selected December 25th as the day they would call Christ's birthday. In the year 600, Pope Gregory had the liturgical music of the time collected, and here is one of the Gregorian chants of that period.
Jerusalem, Gaudium, Salvator, alleluia. Confite vortibi, Domini, in toto corde meo. In consilio iussorum et congregatione. Magna opera Domini, exquisita in omnes voluntates eius. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jerusalem, Salvatore.